This is the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. Today, Billy Brim will be sharing from her series entitled Holiness and teach you about the power of living a holy life. So grab your Bible and enjoy today's message.
But in the roots, Wigglesworth, Lake, Header, something happened that moved them into a place of consistent power. Lake has more healings. His daughter brought, I don't know what happened to these pictures. I'm going to try to find them. I think I know what happened to them, and I'm going to try to get it. But she showed me a picture of a boy when he was, oh, I don't know how old he was, but his body was twisted, had a plate in his head. His knees were bent. He went on rubber tires on his knees. He was called an idiot boy in South Africa. And her daddy ministered to him one night, and every bone popped and everything popped in his body, and he was made every whit whole, and the plate disappeared. And then she has the picture of that man and his wife and their three children, you know, dressed up and perfectly normal. Story after story, she told me. Story after story are in the books. Now, these people had something working. See, it's God's will that the ministry of the Spirit be glorious. So, if you are not having all that glory that they had, we've had a lot of good things and wonderful things, but we have to just come right up to the lick log and admit it. So, we're not having everything fully like they had it. I see the glory back in here again. Went away for a while, came back. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. I mean, it didn't go away, I'm sure, but I just didn't see it for a while. Bless the Lord. So we're going back to our roots, and we're going to examine their lives and what they had, and we're going to take some of their reports that allowed them to happen, to operate in this. I found in all of their books and in all of the writings that I read, I found that they knew, period, that you had to be cleansed by the blood and that the Holy Ghost came into you and you became a holy temple of God. And they magnified the blood. I'm going to read you Wigglesworth's account of when he was. He already was a minister. He was 48 years old when he was baptized in the Holy Ghost. He already had been a minister. Couldn't even preach much then. But he ministered to people. And he went down to Alexander Bodies, the man that I told you about, and to get, he thought, tongues, because he thought he was already baptized in the Holy Ghost. And I'm going to read you his account of it. And I want you to notice that they considered much the blood. They made much of the blood and its cleansing power. They knew you needed to be cleansed. For 4 days I wanted nothing but God. But after that I felt I should leave for my home, and I went to the Episcopal Vicarage to say goodbye. I said to Mrs. Body, the vicar's wife, I'm going away, but I've not received the tongues yet. She answered, it is not the tongues you need, but the baptism. I've received the baptism, sister, I protested, but I would like to have you lay hands on me before I go. She laid her hands on me and then had to go out of the room. The fire fell. It was a wonderful time as I was there with God alone. He bathed me in power. Jesus said, you shall receive power when the Holy Ghost comes on you. Now listen to this. I was conscious of the cleansing of the precious blood. And I cried out, clean, clean, clean. I was filled with the joy of the consciousness of the cleansing. I was given a vision in which I saw the Lord Jesus Christ. I beheld the empty cross, and I saw him exalted at the right hand of God the Father. I could no longer speak in English, but I began to praise him in other tongues as the Spirit of God gave me utterance. I knew then, although I must have received anointings previously, that now at last I had received the real baptism in the Holy Spirit as they received on the day of Pentecost. Now, this is a psalm that Smith Wigglesworth was given in the Spirit when he received the Holy Ghost. I found this in one of the writings that he had put in the magazine. My soul is filled with boundless love whilst gazing on the precious blood. I catch the rays of Jesus' face, transfixed in me the throne of grace. Wonders beyond the human mind, rushing into me a life divine. I feel the power of the Holy Dove and speak in tongues of things above. They were conscious, I found in all of them, they were very, very conscious that they were cleansed to become the holy temple of God. And now I want you to turn to 1 Corinthians 3:16. They had in their minds a mindset that they were the temple now of God. People hadn't been talking in tongues. They hadn't heard people speaking in tongues. But now they're filled with God and they speak with tongues. And the holiness of this was always upon them. So let's look at 1 Corinthians 3:16. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. I have found that it's common among all of them that they knew they were the temple of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 6:16. Let's look at verse 11. And such were some of you, but you are washed, you are sanctified, you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. See, there's the cleansing. Now look at this verse 15. Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ, the members of the Anointed One and His anointing? Hallelujah. We're going to know that, the Lord told me today, to make that a matter of prayer, that we demonstrate that we are the members of the Anointed One and His anointing. Not that just we just assent to it mentally, but that we demonstrate what Brother Copeland's been anointed to preach. Because that is the message. That is who we are. We are the ministers of the Spirit of God that is upon us, ministering in power. And Paul said to them, know you not that your bodies, your body, is the member of the Anointed One and His anointing? That's why you have to be careful what you do with your body. Shall I then take the members of Christ, the Anointed One and His anointing, and make them the members of an harlot? God forbid. What? Know ye not that he which is joined to an harlot is one body? For two saith he shall be one flesh. But he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit. Flee fornication. Run from it as in terror. Fornication stands for sexual sins. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body, but he that commits fornication sins against his own body. Now here's Paul's argument for it. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, this Holy Spirit, the third person of the Godhead, and you are not your own? Oh, you are not your own. For you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. It glorifies God when the body of Christ, when the body, the temple of the Holy Ghost, ministers the Spirit in power. And Paul says to do that, stay away from sin. Stay away from fornication. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 6:16. Now, the old timers really knew. You know, it took medical science a while to find out that smoking was bad for you. At least they didn't tell us about it. But first generation Pentecostals knew that temples shouldn't smoke. Bless the Lord. 2 Corinthians 6:16. And I think we'll start with 14. I thought that Brother Copeland made such a good point when he said, so much of the Bible is more readily understood when you understand that it speaks to us about these things in relationship of the fact that God's Spirit lives in us, the Anointed One and His anointing is in us, and for that anointing to operate in power, these are the rules, if you would, that govern how much of the anointing can be in you, the degree it can be turned up to. The Lord told me one time, He said, Billy Brim, there is not a big angel that follows you around. And when you're real nice in church, it's a valve and it turns it up and says, power up. But when you blast your husband, it says, power down. It doesn't follow you around going, power up, power down, power up, power down. But there's a degree of power that you walk in. Hallelujah, glory be to God. And the power operates in direct proportion to whether or not it'll kill you. Hallelujah. You must be insulated for this power to work in you. Blessed be the Lamb of God. Insulated with love. According to Ephesians, bless the Lord. Strengthened with might by your inner man, in your inner man. So that you can know this anointing, this big anointing. That scripture was a question to me. Until I learned some of these things. Now, Lake, 2 Corinthians 6:16, this is one of his favorite scriptures. We'll start with 14. Be ye, writing to spirit-filled temples, who are the ministry, who have the ministry of the Spirit. Says verse 14, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship? We're going to study that word one night. Hallelujah. What fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? What communion hath light with darkness? What concord has the Anointed One in His anointing? He called you that. He called you the believer. He called you here Christ. What concord hath Christ, the Anointed One, with Belial? He called you the Anointed One, literally.
Thank you for listening to today's radio message. The message today was from Sister Billy's classic series entitled Holiness. In this 14-tape series, Billy Brim teaches on the power of living a holy life. As you listen, you will learn how to discipline the flesh, live according to the Spirit, separate yourself more unto God to become endued with power and become holy as He is holy. This set includes 14 tapes for only $60. You can order this set by calling our book and tape department at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. For ministry and meeting information, call 417-336-4877 or write us at Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Don't forget to log on and hear the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast on the World Wide Web at www.billybrim.org. From all of us at Billy Brim Ministries, Shalom.